Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. It's a Monday evening. That means David Shapiro from Sasfin. David, good evening to you. A very warm welcome. Let's start with an overall market view if we can. And resources today a little bit softer.
Yeah, we've had some very good moves in resources. Jeremy, it's mainly been around gold, which we know why. The gold price is going up. But also there's been huge demand for platinum shares. And that's associated with the view that there's going to be a deficit in the PGM market, you know, the full platinum, palladium, rhodium, all the other metals that they produce when they pull up an ounce of platinum ground, whatever, a ton of mining of reef. So I got that all wrong, but you know what I'm getting at. So basically all those, you know, all those prices, I think there's a view that there's going to be a shortage in that. And therefore it's triggered a big demand for platinum shares, and it's mainly on the local market. So it's been a bit confusing because the platinum price hasn't really done anything, nor the palladium price, but that's been one of the big drivers of, you know, of the market here, of the resource market.
And I've just pulled up Northam, for instance. Its share price up by almost 2.5% today. So that illustrates exactly what you're saying.
It does. And if you look at the diversified miners, they've been up and down. They haven't really dominated the market. But the other point is that there's also, you know, the view that increase in demand for defense or increase in the production of defense is going to create a demand for metals. So there's also been quite a lot of talk around that. Although, again, we haven't seen it really translate into big price changes in copper and iron ore and so on. But nevertheless, I think what we're seeing, Jeremy, is that the market has got an underpin in this commodity market, in our resource markets. But I think we're going to need some really exciting news to kind of push it up a lot further than it is at the moment.
David, let's look at one specific company result tonight, and that's AVI. And I'm just looking at its website as we speak. Again, it is involved in so many different brands, and they touch points for all of us. Five Roses, Baker's Biscuits, Coffee House, Provita, Willard's Chips, Frisco, the list goes on and on, even in the shoe industry. It has posted a 10% rise in profits, talks about sound cost control and better efficiency. And that, I guess, is the hallmark of any organization that is playing in that FMCG space.
Yeah, it's a good business. It really is. It's the one manufacturer or food manufacturer that I like. The problem is that they've been stuck with I&J, which, funnily enough, did reasonably well. I thought it would be down quite a bit, but Abalone, which is has a huge interest, you know, Asian interest, their prices have been down, and also demand has slipped, so that took the result a little lower. But overall, I wish they would have just focused instead of going into the fashion industry, you know, Spitz and Kurt Geiger and Green Cross. If they would have stuck to those brands that you mentioned, I think, you know, the Baker's Biscuits, Five Roses, the House of Coffees and so on. But overall, it's a very good business, and yeah, I like it. It is taken down a little bit by the economy at the moment and certain issues within you know, within this economy, demand slackening off, but a well-run business.
A well-run business, but the market not entirely happy, right? Share price down almost 4% today.
I know. And the strange thing is it ran up, I think November, really had a good run. And subsequent to that, it's given up a lot of its gains. And it's almost back to where it was 4 or 5 years ago. But I can't blame the company. I think a lot has to do with where this economy is, particularly in those kind of areas. Jeremy, remember those good brands that we like, the Baker's Biscuits, the Pyatt's and so on. You're looking at where people are cost conscious. They start to buy house brands or alternative brands, which might be cheaper. So they face that as well.
Oh, I do feel like a baker's biscuit right now, David. We spoke about this last week, and the share price continues to run, and that's Aspen showing ongoing strength, up by over 5% today, all on the back of this miracle weight loss drug.
Well, that's going to go through their factories. And the one thing about the results, looking at, you know, after we spoke, margins were up quite considerably. When margins go up, it means for every rand that they sell, they're making more profit out of a rand sale. And a lot of that has to do with the utilization of the factories. In other words, the more throughput in those factories, the higher the margins will go, the more profits they make. And that's what we're seeing now. We've been waiting for this a long time. And if they can do this, Mounjaro, there's a huge demand waiting, particularly if they can supply the whole of Africa and that. So it's one of the areas, but I think they've got other things planned as well to put through the factory. Market liking it, you know, they've started to pick up over the last week. So they've got to sustain this, yeah.
Yeah, David, talking about other things planned, one's got to wonder what the finance minister has up his sleeve. We've got this revised national budget Wednesday. There's been the 3-week delay, as we know, due to political negotiation. Supposed to be some sense of a sign-off shortly as far as that is concerned. We are hearing talk of a revised downward figure as far as value-added tax is concerned. What's the general market expectation here, or is much of the uncertainty already been factored in?
I think the talk is 1% now, you know, either a half or 1%. It'll probably 1% that increase. And then there has to be some compromise on spending and cutting expenditure to try and make up the balance. But I think the pressure's on. You know, there's a strong message to government, become more efficient. You know, you're getting the money, use it more efficiently and make it count in the economy. So I think there's been a good lesson, you know, from this delay. And also, no more, you know, don't go for wealth tax or anything like that. There's a certain amount that you can increase before it starts. You know, this is the famous Laffer curve, before it has a negative effect, you know. So, we'll wait. But I think probably we're going to have to get used to either a 0.5% or 1% increase in VAT.
Just a quick view on this one. One always sits up and takes notice when the World Bank puts out a new report. There's one called Driving Inclusive Growth in South Africa. And nothing that we don't know, but again, it is worrying, suggesting that public spending has failed to deliver the desired impact on long-term economic growth. We're pinning so much hope on infrastructure build, but the reality, David, is it's just not happening quick enough, is it?
It isn't happening, and I think the message to government is that review your policies. You know, your policies in the past haven't worked. A huge amount has been spent on transformation, and I'm using transformation in a positive light. You know, it hasn't really worked. All the agencies that have been created. So I think there is a call to just formulate some other policy, hopefully it will have better results than the BE policies have had over the last 30 years. So that's the message. You know, I'm the messenger here, so don't attack me on a political stand. But I mean, that's what the World Bank is saying, and it's not only from the World Bank. I think a lot of business people throughout the world are saying the same kind of thing. Okay, you've tried it, hasn't worked. Let's try something else.
David Shapiro from Sasfin. We'll talk again next week. Thank you, as always.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.